You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's a guy who knows what he's talking about, Danny Green, former Cavalier NBA champion, joining us moments ago, talking about Evan Mobley. And I thought it was interesting. He thinks he could be an Anthony Davis type of player. That's what I've always talked about, Dan, when I say that I think he's the key to the whole thing. If he can become a guy who averages over 20 a game, is an offensive force, averages double digits in rebounds, I mean, those aren't absurd things to ask for, and he's in the neighborhood now. But as I mentioned the other day, yesterday, I believe, you know, the guy's in his NBA career in three seasons has averaged no more than 12 shots per game. This year, it's down from 12 to 11 point something. And I think part of that is he's got to command the ball. And the other part of that is his teammates and his coaches have to get him the ball.
That second part is the one that I continue to point to. And not only just get him the ball, but get him the ball in positions where he can succeed. I don't think this whole idea of Evan Mobley needs to shoot threes. I continue to think that that's...
It's not essential, is it?
I think it's
nice.
I think it's the lazy way out. I think it's the path of least resistance and not the path that gets you the best version of a player.
And the thing I don't quite understand about today's, well, I understand the thinking. I just don't agree with it. You have a 6'11 guy who's good inside. Why do you want him to go 24 feet from the basket? And okay, tell me about creating space. Okay, I get that. I'd rather have space inside for the 6'11 guy shooting from 8 feet away on a regular basis than for the 6'1 guard who's going to drive inside against other guys who are in there. Might not be as the big guy because he's standing 24 feet away guarding Evan Mobley. To me, it's almost counterintuitive to what you want to do.
Agreed. I agree with all of that. It's always been the biggest question of Evan Mobley and people saying he needs to shoot threes. I'm like, okay, but boy, that should be third, fourth, or fifth on the list on what Evan Mobley can do. He's a better passer than you think. He makes good decisions with the ball. The jumper is coming along, and it's going to take time. And Danny Green told you the same thing there. Hey, if in 2 years he's not where you think he should be, okay, now we need to start having a conversation.
And he said maybe he never gets there, or?
Or maybe we need to make a change.
And who develops him?
That's even one that's like, okay, I am not selling any Evan Mobley stock. I think the guy is really good. I think the talent is there for him. Right now, I think he is currently playing as a basically like a Bam Adebayo type, and I think there is far more in him than what Bam Adebayo can do for the Heat. And by the way, that's not a slam on Bam. I think he is excellent. He's one of the better centers in this league. I think Evan Mobley can be that plus more. I think he can be better. And I wonder if the Cavaliers and a style that they play can put him in those positions where he can be better. I am not selling a single share of Evan Mobley stock because I still think the talent is there and I still think the abilities are for me.
For whatever it's worth, Evan averages 1 3-pointer a game. And Danny said, I can see him being AD, Anthony Davis of the Lakers. Anthony Davis this year shoots 1.5 threes per game.
Beautiful.
So, has an Anthony Davis become a great player when he's healthy? And that's his issue, without shooting threes? You know why? Because he's 6'10", and he's an inside player. Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
That's what I think.
No, there's not. Now, the difference is that when you Anthony Davis, is that's that whole power forward versus center conversation.
Yeah, well, and it's the same thing with Evan Mobley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is he? Is he a center or power forward? Well, right now, he's a big guy.
And it's,
if you can break him down into wings and big guys, then I don't think you need to take it any further. You know, you have guards, you have wings, you have big guys. Can you play Jared Allen and Evan together? Sure.
And you saw it yesterday against the lowly Charlotte Hornets. And I know it's the
lowly.
Charlotte Hornets.
I love that word.
It's a great word. But you started to see some of that high-low stuff between Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. And by that, I mean one of them higher up on the floor, a little bit closer to the three-point line, and another one working the baseline a little bit more. And you started to see how that can work together. Now, again, it's the Hornets. They are a bad basketball team who aren't totally trying to be bad on purpose, but they've kind of stumbled into once again being bad. And they'll take the draft pick, and they'll take it with a smile on their face.
Mike's in Brunswick, home of the Blue Devils. Hello, Mike.
How are you, Mike?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I appreciate the conversation with Mobley, too, because I've always, since he's been playing here, I've seen him as, like, maybe having the potential of a career like David Robinson. You know, his game is the same size, close to, you know, like Robinson was a little stronger, but David Robinson had a great career, and I could see Mobley as like a David Robinson style player in the NBA doing well. And it kind of like you were saying, like he shouldn't really have to shoot threes. I know David Robinson had a great career and he only shot 25% from 3-point land. That wasn't really his game. You know, that like I feel like that is something that Mobley could be like, is more like a David Robinson style player. And that was basically all I had to say.
Mike, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing to keep in mind with David Robinson is that he didn't step into the league until he was 24. So the guy that you saw play basketball for the Spurs at the very beginning was far more developed, not only from a basketball sense, but just a physical body sense as
you,
well.
You made a comment earlier, Dan, that I think is really interesting when you said you thought that the 3-point talk and Evan needs to become a better 3-point shooter, and you said you thought that was, what, easy, right?
Path of least resistance.
Right. And this is not about the coaching staff. I'm not bashing JB Bickerstaff here. That's not this. But it is this thought. We've seen teams throughout NBA, and I know the game has changed. Okay, I know it's a different game. But we've seen teams have multiple big guys and succeed throughout NBA history. And a great recent example of it is the San Antonio team, you know, with David Robinson and Tim Duncan. Neither guy was a three-point shooter, but Greg Popovich figured out, and I know that's going back a little ways now, as it turns out. But you figured out how to make it work with two big guys. Take a look at the Boston Celtics in the glory days when they had Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish. Well, neither one of those guys is going out and shooting. And Parrish said, McHale, no problem. He started fewer than half of the games in his career. He came off the bench. But he and Parrish played together. And you had Bird out there, who was the guy who was hitting the threes and spreading the floor a little bit. I mean, you can do it. You just got to coach it up.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the key thing here with Evan Mobley's development. Okay, run a system where both Jared Allen and Evan Mobley can flourish and be what they are, which is a big guy. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not going to teach a 6'1 guard. You're not going to say, you know what, here's what we want you to do, Darius. We want you every time down the floor to go down on the low block and put your hand up, and we'll get you the ball. You don't do that.
No.
So why is it so necessary to take the 6'11 guy and say, okay, we want you to come 24 feet away from the basket and put that shot up? I understand the spacing of the floor. I understand growing your offensive game. He's 6'11". For God's sake, get him the ball down low and let him do what he does best, which is score inside.
So you and I get into arguments all the time about a certain player who's flourishing with the Utah Jazz. You and I had, but the one thing that you said is I liked Dan, how that team played.
Dan hates Lauri Markkanen.
Hate is a strong word.
But not an inaccurate word, is it?
No. Nothing against the guy. I think it is flawed to think
God,
that you
I
would
loved
just
it.
Copy
I loved
and paste
the,
what's
I
happening
loved
right
the
now.
Three big okay. guys. I loved it when
that,
they had Jarrett and Evan and Lauri Markkanen. I loved it.
Okay.
Because Lowry gave you what Larry Bird could give the Celtics, which is, okay, there's the guy who can go out on the floor. And okay. He's averaging over 23 points a game for the Utah Jazz.
The thought behind that idea was, what if we had good enough shooting around and we had these two big guys and we could figure out how to make this work in between?
Mm-hmm.
The entire league is going around the idea of, okay, let's get 4 3-point shooters on the floor and we'll put a big guy who can rebound or possibly do more around it. It's the kind of the European style of ball that has found its way in here, and you could scream and throw your hands up in the air and yell analytics, like, you know, and all of that kind of thing, you know, saying that that's the cause of this. It's like, yeah, well, three is worth more than two. So I don't know how much numbers you want to say with that, but alas. The thing that I love and enjoyed watching about that team was the fact that they had the two big guys and they had the shooting around it. And with this Cavs team, the way that it is constructed, and with Evan Mobley, I feel like J.B. Bickerstaff and this coaching staff is looking around and going, okay, the entire league is playing this style of ball. How do we take what we have and fit it into this style of ball instead of throwing their hands up in the air and going, we're different. Let's just be different.
You mean like they did when they had Lauri Markkanen here?
Which is where they threw their hands up in the air and said, we're different.
Yeah, and guess
Let's
what?
Let's just be different.
You know what sticks with me about that? I heard opposing coach after opposing coach after opposing coach come into town and say, these guys are a nightmare to defend. He said they're a nightmare. Their length is ridiculous, and they're really difficult to defend. And if you recall at the time, is Lauri Markkanen a phenomenal defender, especially when he's trying to guard small forwards? Well, no.
No.
But he had three things going for him. A, he could put his hands way up in the air. That changes a shot for a guy who's a wing player, which is what Lowry was guarding a lot of. B, he had Evan Mobley, a terrific defensive player, behind him to pick up his mistakes. And before anybody says, well, you shouldn't do that, that shouldn't be the case. Well, he's doing it now with two guards, isn't he?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, that happens. And three, he had Jared Allen doing the same thing.
I'm not saying you need to evolve this thing into 1990s basketball, because there are a lot of those things that the modern length takes away and the modern rules take away that made some of that stuff great. What I am saying is do not be afraid to be different. And I feel like sometimes when I watch this Cavalier team with everybody on the floor, They're afraid to lay into the fact that they're or lean, I should say, not lay, lean into the fact that they're different. And I wish they would just lean into it more and
like,
just go,
like they did a couple of years ago.
We're different. Yep. Let's be different.
Yep. They did a couple of years ago, and it was interesting, and then they blew it up before they could see where they could go with it, which is okay. That was their decision. That's what they did. So there. Dan hates Lowry Marketing.
Hate is a very strong word. I just think it's misguided to think that you can take what you're seeing right now in Utah and put it in Cleveland and everything would be great.
It's it like, worked no. here. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Mm-hmm. It's grumpy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.